Hi, my name is Shalonda Gordon, and I want to thank you for coming back to my podcast today. As yesterday, we spoke about time management part one with steps one, two, and three as to how to organize your schedule. Well, today we're going to go over steps four, five, and six to really start to streamline your ability to manage your time. Now, if you want to connect with me, feel free to go to www.blogging4increase.com, or you can go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Go ahead, put your information there. You'll get an email right back from me, and you can reply to that email, and I respond to those emails as well. Okay. Now, you can also check out my blog at www.shalondagordon.info to get more information about me and what I do and that kind of thing. Now let's jump right into the time management skills for today. Now, as we went over yesterday, we went over the first three steps to managing your time. If you missed that, go ahead and go back to episode Time Management Part 1 and get those skills. Make sure you have pen and paper ready so that you can write them down. But today, let's start with step four, because time management is crucial, guys. Time is our most precious resource, and sometimes we don't even really understand that. I remember growing up, and when we're younger, time just seems to be long, and we got so much of it. We're always in school. It's like it's never ending, right? Christmas takes forever. Your birthday takes forever. All this stuff takes forever. But as you get older, the older I got, the more I realized, like, the older I'm getting, time is moving a little quicker. Like, years go by quicker, months go by quicker. You blink, and it's the end of the year. I mean, I'm just like, wait a minute, slow down. But time's not going to slow down. Time is going to keep going on and on. And every minute you spend not living your life the way you desire, those minutes are gone. That time is gone. We can't go back. Time is one thing we can't go back and get more of. We can't go back into the past and pull back more time. It's gone. We cannot get it back. So you want to make sure that you're taking advantage of every minute of every day of your life. And you want to be spending most of that time doing something you desire. Okay, so step four to successful time management is to use time management tools. Yesterday I touched on like having appointment books and that kind of thing, but right now I want to go more into depth about when you're actually doing assignments. During my day, I schedule out time periods, like a 2-hour time period when I'm going to accomplish something. In your schedule that you've written out on your planner and that tool we talked about yesterday on the last, on steps one, part one, you want to have that. You want to say, well, from X time to X time, I'm going to be working on so-and-so. Well, actually, I use a stopwatch. We have them on our iPhones now, on our smartphones, iPads, your tablets. Back before I had an iPhone and a iPad, I used to actually have literally a stopwatch, and I would start that thing, and then I'd watch it, and once time was up, it would beep. And I would stop that activity. No matter where I was in the activity, I would stop it. Now, at the beginning, this takes a little bit of discipline, a little time to work through. And you might catch yourself, you know, not completing the whole task in that time. That doesn't mean you add more time. That means you stop, you take a break, and then you either go back to that or you add it later on in your schedule. Because the idea is to learn to discipline yourself to complete the task in the time given, which means you have to focus. Usually, if you give yourself 2 hours to do a task and you know that task only takes an hour, if you didn't complete it in those 2 hours, once that timer goes off, you need to reflect on what am I doing during the time that's keeping me from completing my task. Am I going back and forth to Facebook? Am I going back and forth and looking at TV, catching something, using that time up, doing something I shouldn't be doing? Am I reading? Am I daydreaming? What am I doing? Okay, now I'm all about daydreaming, but you got to set a time for that as well. All right? All right? Because that's not a bad thing. So I use a stopwatch in order to keep track of the actual time. And I do usually tend to work in 2-hour periods, but you know what's best for you. So pick the time, amount of time you can work. Some people can work 3 hours straight. Some people can work 4 hours straight. Some people only do 60 minutes straight, intense, focused work. Okay, getting done what needs to get done in that time frame. Step five to successful time management, guys, is that you must prioritize ruthlessly. This means you look through your list of things that have to be done. The things that literally must be done, they go to the top of the list, and you get them done. Do not go through and just write things out and then go through the list as you feel. Certain things are more important than others. In my industry, we have what we call IPA, income producing activities. I'm very clear in making sure that my income producing activities are at the top of my list and they get completed first by any means necessary. Why? Because those activities put income in my pocket. Those activities allow me to provide for my family. If I do not get those activities done and I do something that's not income producing, that might be something that might add to something later, but I don't do the daily income producing activities, now I've slipped up, right? So you want to make sure that you are prioritizing and you're following that. The most important things are getting done first. And it's funny because it brings in procrastination. Sometimes that most important thing we need to do that we don't really feel like doing, marketing, getting our link out there, getting leads to our list, the thing that seems so difficult, we kind of procrastinate and put it off. But that's the main thing that's going to get you money. We make money in our industry two ways: talking to people, selling products, right? Getting people to look at our products, selling products, period. Getting the information out there and getting people to respond to the information. If you're not doing that, then you're kind of missing the boat. And I remember spending lots of time doing things that didn't quite produce income because the things that were income producing made me nervous. I had to almost force myself out of that. Force it, just kick fear in the butt and move forward, right? Step 6 to successful time management is to learn how to delegate and outsource. Okay, some things, guys, someone else can do better than you can, and it will behoove you to pay them to do it. One of my favorite books is The 4-Hour Work Week, right? And The 4-Hour Work Week by Timothy Ferriss. You really might want to pick that up if you haven't gotten it yet, and go ahead and read that book. It goes really in depth to outsourcing and how you can really spend your targeted focused time doing what you are best at. Okay, being able to truly make a way for you to spend your time doing the things that you are best at so that you're reaching your highest potential. When you're spending time doing things that are better for others, then you're taking away time from you doing what you want to do. And the idea is that as we continue to manage our time, we move into a life where we're spending most of our entire life doing the things we love to do. I'm sure there are a few things on your list that you just point blank don't like doing, right? You just don't like doing them. So you can outsource those things. You know, as my daughters got older and it came time to build chores, well, you know, washing dishes every day wasn't really something I wanted to do all the time. So I outsourced that and let my daughter do the dishes, and she gets a little reward for that, right? So we outsource things. Make sure you are delegating and outsourcing. If you have a team, delegate to your team, because some things you know how to do, your team member might need to learn as to make them better, right? To help them reach a better level. It's not about you. It's about what's going to enhance them. So if it's a person that doesn't like doing training, don't tell them they need to do this training for you, because obviously that's not going to enhance them. But if it's a person that's really good with graphics and they're good at it and they're getting better at it and you need a header for your blog, go ahead and outsource that to them. Okay, that's going to enhance them, make them better, as well as give you more time to do what you're better at doing. All right, so those are our three steps for today. We had management tools like a stopwatch to manage your time, and then we had our prioritizing ruthlessly, where you're making sure you're doing the important things first, and then you have your delegating and outsourcing. Okay, that book I mentioned was The 4-Hour Work Week by Timothy Ferriss. Go ahead and pick that up if you haven't already. If you do have it and you haven't read it, read it, right? Because a lot of people do have that book. So I hope you guys enjoyed today. Again, to connect with me, go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. And make sure you have an amazing day full of reasons to keep smiling. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.